as you choose humility this week, let your motivation be the consistent goodness of God. Let your motivation be the consistent humility of Jesus. Because he's been so good, because he's served you, be humble. And I'm going to close with this challenge. It's not a general humility, but I'm going to challenge you with this. Who's the one person in your life right now that's most difficult to be humble towards? Don't say their name out loud, please. In your mind, you know, it could be family member, it could be someone at work, neighbor that's just difficult. But who is the most difficult person to be humble towards and around? I'm going to challenge you to ask God for help to be humble in that relationship. Ask God, choose humility. And by the way, don't announce it to the person. Don't say, I'm deciding to be very humble around you now. And when you're humble, don't say, oh, you probably noticed something different this last week. You probably noticed. Let me tell you. Don't want you to do that. Don't want you to do that. So here's the take home. Every time you humble yourself before the Lord, he will lift you up. Every time you humble yourself before the Lord, he'll lift you up.